world tied together.
Welcome to America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between that you might be living in. What a great country we have, and we want to keep it that way. That's why 2012 is so important to so many of us. Having just come back from New Hampshire to see what it was like in that first primary, boy, it was crazy. It was like being in the zoo. People knocking each other over all over the place, only this time they were dressed up in nice clothes. Except for the Occupy people who were across from the media site where so many of the candidates and other Congress folks and DNC, and Republican supporters were all over the place. So interesting stuff, and I hope you enjoyed some of the interviews that we brought back for you. And right there, Babe Buchanan talking about Mitt Romney and talking about conservatism, and interesting about the Reagan comments. She's somebody, as she mentioned right from the top, who had been to New Hampshire in those primaries since the early days, since the Reagan days, 1980. Boy, I bet it was a little bit different then. Some of those campaigns were a little bit different. I talked to somebody who was the advanced person for Bush 1, and he said, boy, it was crazy. But he said one of the things that they did, and you might have heard a little snippet of this, his name is Bill Boyd. He said one of the things that they did is they made sure that everybody got a picture of Barbara Bush and George Bush. So they ended up with 5,000 pictures being taken when they were in New Hampshire. Can you imagine? They had a storefront and people came and they took those pictures, but that's what helped get them elected, the more people. And I think the candidates, when you see them, they do their best to not look completely exhausted, but they have to be getting only a handful of hours sleep because they're trying to touch as many people as they can. Now they're in the thick of it. This is the real stuff with the primaries. And if Mitt Romney isn't knocked off, he's going to be the guy. That's why Newt Gingrich is spending a whole lot of money to try to see that not happen. Over $3 million and nipping at Mitt Romney for Bain Capital and the jobs that were lost and sort of the things that happened at Bain Capital, which any venture capital firm, that's what they're paid to do, and people are going to lose jobs. I'm not defending it because I can't imagine being that guy who goes in and does that. We're going to restructure the company because it has to be profitable, which is true, and that's why we're being paid to do this. But 1,600 people are losing their job, which was the worst company that of all the companies where they had the biggest bloodletting was one of the companies for Bain Capital when they went in the 80s and 90s went and destroyed companies or restructured them, and that's where they're going to really, really nail him. Unfortunately, that's going to be served up to the Democrats, and they're going to, I'm sure, use some of the new clips. I wouldn't be stunned by that if I know David Axelrod. All right, right from the get-go, let's take Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
I had to put my headphones down.
That's okay.
I think there's going to be a sleeper. I think Santorum's going to have a good showing there in South Carolina, and he may win it all together. And to get back to your Michael Williams, the one you put in the open debt, this guy is resigning so Obama can put in his people so they can run the scam of forgiving all loans that have gone, shall we say, underwater. And this is all part of the little ploy that they've been putting through. That's why they just did that recess appointment for that scumbag that Obama wanted for that new bureaucratic organization that they're putting together.
Consumer, yeah.
And anything that Obama can do to hurt this country or destroy it, he will do. I don't think he realizes, I think he realizes he's not going to make it as president. There's just too many people that are anti-Obama. So he's going to do everything he can to destroy this country. And that is part of the program that's coming. You'll see that I'm right on that before too long. It'll be announced in this election year that that's the game plan. Even though it won't happen, just to announce that, well, oh, he's going to forgive my loan. Oh, gee, what a great guy. I'll vote for him. And that kind of
thing. Yeah. Well, you know what, Dan, I agree with you there. The idea is to do anything you can to get elected.
Absolutely.
So you try to figure out money's the issue. So, boy, all these people that were duped into signing these loans, they didn't realize they didn't really have jobs to support a $400,000 house. So we're going to forgive them that. You're right. I mean, I think the handwriting is on the wall for that. Yeah.
Yep. And one more little thing here. I think Newt is shooting himself in the foot with this Democratic talking points and this anti-capitalism.
I do too.
This country is ruled under two primary factors. One, our quest for the financial rewards that we try to put together, and two, lust. And if you boil it down to those two factors, that's what it is. I mean, you can have all the good-hearted, happy-go-lucky, yeah, I'm for you. Yeah, you're not for me, you're for you.
you're for you. Can I quote you on that? That's so true. For you. What's in it? Well, the famous saying, what's in it for me?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well, I know you're busy. Hey, did you eat anything good while you were gone?
You know what? I did. Clam chowder.
Oh, baby.
It was good. Now, I try to be healthy. I'm really, really trying to eat pretty healthy, but I had to eat some clam chowder.
Now, was that with milk or tomato?
Milk.
It
was excellent. It was the best I've ever had.
Good old New England clam chowder. Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
Well, bon appetit and God bless.
Thanks, Dan.
Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. 800-259-5791 if you want to throw in your two cents. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
Kate.
Hey.
Hey, Kate.
Yeah, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, if you'd have took Atlanta and you'd have took for the national championship, you'd have took them and said the over-under was 3. Vegas would have cleaned house with them 2 points, right?
No kidding, huh?
Hey, let's get right to it, though. I told you so on Gingrich. I knew he was going to stay in it just to rub it in to Mitt Romney.
Oh, he's doing it,
Just because of the ads that were run against him in Iowa, it was payback time. That's all that was.
Yeah.
After South Carolina, I see definitely Rick Perry will be dropping out after South Carolina. And these Wall Street people need to realize something. These rich companies don't pay taxes. Consumers do. Okay. You raise the taxes on companies, the price of product goes up,
which means
the 99% of the United States, their income's going to dwindle because product, everything you buy will go up in price.
Yep.
A government that is big enough to give you what you want is also big enough to take away everything you have. They need to keep that in mind.
Yep.
But, as far as that goes, I see fuel prices on the rise again. I see Iran being a thorn in our side, and Obama, what's he going to do? Go over there and just beg, come on, please. You know what I mean? It's just grow some nads, be a man, be a leader, and take control of the situation. That's
Amen.
What I want to see out of our president.
Perfect way to end this. Thanks.
All right.
Take control of the situation. Thanks, Jay. Absolutely, and that's the problem. There is no control with Iran, and he can't play both sides of the middle. You have to have an opinion. You have to go one way or the other. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Gingrich is seeing it for the long haul. When does this thing wrap up? How many primaries do we go through? Glad to be back in the saddle, everybody. Thanks for calling in. If you want to throw in your two cents on any of the things that we're talking about or something else you want to throw your own kind of spin in, please do. 800-259-5791. Romney's running a pretty strong race. He's starting to get a lot of endorsements. People are really pushing for him. Boy, in New Hampshire, everybody was pushing for him that I was talking to. We're talking a lot of different Congress folks that he lined up one after one after one after another after another after another, telling me they were backing Romney, just like you heard Babe Buchanan earlier. So Romney now at this point with all of these other candidates and as they drop out, and the more they hang in, it probably at this point it probably helps him a little bit because you're splitting up Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, and Newt Gingrich. It'd be interesting if it came down to just two, Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. If Romney wins South Carolina, how vulnerable would he be to the convictions of a lot of people? Because, see, here's the thing. A lot of people don't love Mitt Romney. They're not crazy about him. He's not a rock star guy for some people. He's not a Reagan, but who's the last Reagan? Everybody keeps going back to Ronald Reagan, but who is the last Ronald Reagan, the true Reagan-esque person? Last time I heard someone talking about who was Reagan-esque, they were trying to compare Obama to Reagan, that the way he handled himself. And in fact, I think there was even a Time magazine article where they had split him in half, and half was Reagan's face and half was Obama's face. I'm pretty sure about that. And I thought it was the oddest thing. I stopped and looked at it, and I just was, and of course, I was their audience. They wanted to draw you into it, and I was surprised because I don't think he's Reagan-esque. I wouldn't describe Barack Obama as a Reagan-esque kind of, certainly kind of president. There's no doubt. If they're trying to make the analogy that he's an orator, and they were a little bit, I get that, but not in any other departments. So Newt Gingrich is a key factor whether he stays in for the long haul, I mean really the long haul, and fights and keeps fighting. Maybe then he chips away at some of the lead and becomes an even bigger factor. People are talking about Rick Perry and John Huntsman, and when they'll drop out, Rick Perry says he's still in it. He hopes to get South Carolina. He says, you know, it's about the old-fashioned way, and he also talked about capitalism and venture capitalism, only he used a different word for it. And then John Huntsman talked about coming back from Afghanistan. Take a listen.
It is time to come home from Afghanistan. I don't want to be nation building in Southwest Asia when this nation so desperately needs to be built. Do you hear me on that one? You don't have an effective foreign policy or an effective national security strategy when you're weak at home, as we are.
I get it about job creation. I understand the difference between venture capital and vulture capitalism. The idea that we can't criticize someone for these get-rich-quick schemes is not appropriate from my perspective. I'm about creating jobs, but I'm kind of like that old ad. I believe in doing it the old-fashioned way, working at it, working for it.
Rick Perry trying to prime the pump and the voters, getting them excited about the upcoming primary. Rick Perry was initially thought on the way to South Carolina that he would probably be in the money. I'm not so sure because he's not finishing really anywhere at all in the money. In all the early polls, it's Newt Gingrich. Well, it's Mitt Romney and then Newt Gingrich, but they're pretty close. Pretty close. All right, I got a couple of quick fair or fouls. I was thinking about this when I was covering just politics exclusively in New Hampshire, and I was anxious to talk to all of you. And Casey Anthony lately has been making a lot of headlines, and we played clips of her when she did her little internet thing. Now more information is coming out. She's not really endearing herself to people even that supported Casey Anthony and said, hey, she went through the political process. So if you don't like the outcome of the political process, too bad. You got to say that she went through it. She went through the trial process. She was in jail for almost 4 years, and she did what you do when you're free. You go and try to hide, only you're probably hiding in plain sight somewhere. She changed the color of her hair and did a few other things. But once again, Casey Anthony saying stupid things. She told a psychologist she might become pregnant with Kaylee after she blacked out after a party in 2004. She said that in a deposition. The deposition showed that Anthony made that comment to William White's, a psychologist who interviewed her and gave her several mental health tests to determine her mental status. And this was because the defense wanted it done while she was in jail waiting to be tried. They wanted to make sure what they were dealing with. 25 years old, going through that process and then acquitted last July, in the death of her 2-year-old daughter. But they nailed her on lying to detectives and who were trying to find out what happened to the little girl when she was last seen alive. I mean, that's the sad thing in this whole story, whatever we gobbledygook are going to bring up about them, is the fact that the Anthonys, I mean, they're estranged from their daughter. That's a big, big, big hint there. And she doesn't seem very contrite. If you're a mother and that you went through that process, especially if you were wrongly accused of that and then had to go on trial for your life like that, can you imagine? What would the reaction be? I don't think it would be the reaction that we're seeing out of Casey Anthony. To me, that's the scary thing, and that's also the dead giveaway. We mentioned also, too, the situation in Iran, and it seems like the tension is just getting worse day by day. The more we talk about it, the more we talk about these solutions, the more it becomes apparent that it's time for a serious, I think it's time for a serious iron fist to the Middle East. Enough of the nonsense. Ahmadinejad can't be trusted. And now you have this bomb killing this nuclear scientist with this crisis going on. Coming up later in the show, we're going to let you hear what Hillary Clinton had to say about that. But we're also going to take you through the numbers game. It's called We Can Count. If you've never heard the segment, it's a lot of fun to do because I contend that everything comes to us in numbers. It's a weird thing. I've seen it pop up a lot lately with me, and that's what made me think of that. Also coming up on our next show, don't forget we have Nail the Score. It's in the third hour. You could win a Magellan GPS. It is super sweet. I have it in my hands right now. This is radio, but trust me, you would be dancing an Irish jig if you saw this thing. It's got to be worth at least $300 now. At this point, it's wireless. It has updated maps for the rest of your life. You could take it somewhere with you if you go out of the country, and it'll readjust. See, that's the thing that most of those maps didn't do. They didn't readjust. This one does. How cool is that? Nail the score. Maybe you'll get lucky. I have a good feeling that someone's going to get lucky. If it's not this week, maybe in one of the future, well, this is it, really. This is it. Until we get to the Super Bowl. Well, I say that, but maybe we'll do another one, and then we'll go all the way through the Super Bowl. I just made a command decision. We'll go all the way through the Super Bowl. How cool is that? Just to see if we can have a little more chance that somebody might nail the score. It's all about chance, after all. You're picking numbers, you're picking a team, and maybe somebody gets it right this time. Chris in Connecticut was the last person to do it. Woohoo! Congratulations to Chris. But I'd like to have another winner, proving my point, just how tough it is. You can analyze it upwards, forwards, backwards, and it's going to say the same thing. So remember that if you call in. Remember that. Don't forget, third hour of our next show. Plus, the Buddha is coming on, so he'll give you some tips. Maybe it'll help you, depending on what the game of the week is. And I don't know what the game of the week is now. Let's see what the supercomputer, and we really have a supercomputer, has to say when Donovan lets it fly. Counting the numbers next.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Stopping weekend count, some shocking numbers. How much do you think the Apple CEO should be paid? Well, if you thought to yourself, what should he be paid? How about $376 million? Now, Tim Cook, his name is Cook, could be the highest paid CEO in 2011, that's after Apple granted him 1 million restricted stock units last August. It shows his pay package valued at, I was right, $378 million. Most came in the stock units and what that was worth. His salary and bonus was just under $1 million, and that made up the rest. The late Steve Jobs got a dollar salary for years and owned about 5.5 million shares worth about $2.3 billion. How about this one? I happened to see this when I was traveling today. They do this thing in USA Today called Snapshots, and they put questions out there and they get responses and they say, I'll support my kids financially until they... 31% say graduate college, 12% say reach age 22, 12.2% say reach age 18, then you had someone else, 8% say reach their late 30s, and 6% say start college. Oh, it'd be a long time to support someone into their 30s, especially if especially if part of that included putting them through college, because college now, unless you get a scholarship, it is astronomical what you have to pay to go to college. I don't know how some of these kids afford it. And I guess I'm answering my own question, huh? All right, speaking of dropping things, how about Kobe Bryant? You know, he had that whole nasty divorce thing happening, but Kobe apparently decided he was going to drop something else in the process, and it's called points. 40 points. It's worth a little sports short here. Pardon me for that. So Bryant with 40 points in the lead of the Lakers over the Utah Jazz. Boy, that's a lot of points on the floor for one person. Who was guarding him? Are you kidding me? 40 points. This was against, remember on the Suns on Tuesday, 48 points. And then the next night, he scores 40. So that's two back-to-back nights. This time the Jazz. That's amazing. He's on fire. You think it's the divorce? I don't know what it is, but maybe he's drinking some Red Bull. That is an amazing feat. 48 and then 40. I wonder if they're telling them in practice, give the ball to Kobe. Give the ball to Kobe. We want Kobe to have the ball. Because how many times is he actually touching that sucker? It's got to be he's a lot for him to be able to have those kind of numbers. Huge. Up and down the court, he's the guy. He's the guy. An American drone strike killed four Islamist militants in Pakistan. The first attack since a U.S. airstrike in November killed 24 Pakistani troops and caused Ahmadinejad to look as though he were having a heart attack. He was so upset over the drone strike. Have you heard that the Duchess of Cambridge is turning 30? She was showered with gifts from head to toe, they describe it as, on her first overseas visit as a member of the royal family. What do you get a princess or a duchess? I think that'd be a tough thing to do. To try to come up with some kind of a present for the person who has gold bricks. I'm just saying. Two decapitated bodies, sorry to be so graphic, found inside a burning SUV. Can you only guess where it is? Just guess where it is. Take a wild guess. The entrance to one of Mexico's malls. So the fear is drug violence is starting to permeate again. 47,000 people killed altogether in drug problems. Whew. That number just seems so high to me. That can that really be right? But I'm assuming it's right, especially the source was so good on this. But that is an incredibly high number, and that's the headline, 47,000. Police started recovering the mutilated bodies before dawn. This was off of a toll highway at a shopping mall entrance in the heart of the Santa Fe district. There's a lot of corporations there, diplomats, wealthy people there. So that's going to cause, I think, probably cause a little bit of mayhem. There might be some confusion. And if there's confusion, I mean, I shouldn't laugh. If there's confusion, that's not good. That's unacceptable. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I can't even imagine. I really can't imagine being a cop under the conditions that they go through in Mexico. When you leave in the morning, do you know if you're actually going to come back? That's a good question, because it's absolutely outrageous what's happening in Mexico. And the turned eyes and the, what is it, every third officer is on the take. And then the others are incredibly honest, but they're being overwhelmed by those that are not, of course. The FDA is halting orange juice shipments They say there's a problem with them, and they're standing by that ruling because, of course, people are whining about it. But they're worried about the shipments and the spread of something that could be, I don't want to say deadly, it might be too strong of a word as it was explained to me, but something that would not make you feel good, I can tell you that, it for any length of time anyway. So often the FDA, to me, when they talk about orange juice, when they talk about things to watch out for, I have to trust them on the orange juice thing because they're halting shipments and they're testing for a fungus that would just spread so rapidly. They're smart to do that. So they're not taking anything in, and the thing that they're trying to test for is fungicide. The decision to actually test the orange juice came after they had a juice company that alerted the FDA last month that they found low levels of it in products imported from Brazil. Boy, how about that? How many oranges do we import would be my question, and I think I have the answer to it. About 25%, of all orange juice consumed in the U.S. is imported. Did you know that? I think people assume that it all comes out of Florida. The rest is supplied domestically. I mean, these aren't numbers I'm pulling out of the sky. They're from the Department of Agriculture. Only 11% of all orange juice that is actually drunk in the United States is imported from Brazil. Yeah. I think that would be stunning for some people to learn that. I think most people assume that we're getting them from Florida. They see trees, and I think that's what they're thinking. Florida's been picked to death. Not that it isn't picked, but it has been picked to death. All right, coming up in our next segment, we're going to go to the mailbag, because as you can imagine, I've gotten an avalanche of mail the last 3 or 4 days, and we'll check the mail. Also coming up in this segment, a little more odds and ends, filling in the blanks on some things that you might not have realized were happening. You know, we hone in on a couple of things that are so crazy, but there are other things to talk about, like Iran, and we're going to let you hear what Hillary Clinton has to say about that, about the situation in Iran, especially if they are, I guess, for lack of a better way to describe it, they're sending out hit squads for a key scientist. For what reason is that? Because they're ultra paranoid about their nuclear enrichment program? You be the judge. Seems incredibly odd to me. I think I'm going to go grab an orange juice and see, because we have orange juice in the refrigerator. You know, when I tell you to take that China bet and flip over whatever things you have, trinkets, dishes, some of your clothes, and see where it's made, see how many made in China labels that you can come up with. I bet it's pretty good. I was surprised. I was shocked. I was saddened and shocked when I found out just how much of my stuff was made in China that I had no idea. I'm going to say awful because I didn't realize how much. And it was a lot. Things that I'm surprised weren't made in the United States, but were obviously imported for a much cheaper price, let's say. All right, coming back on the flip side, we're going to let you hear a little teeny tiny bit of Rick Santorum, because I asked him a question, and you might not have heard it, and there was a couple of other good questions, and then we're going to skedaddle quickly to the mailbag.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
All right, as we run for the finish line here on America Tonight, coming back from North, I almost said North Carolina, coming back from New Hampshire, probably because it was so cold there, I was wishing I was in North Carolina. The Insider Advantage poll of South Carolina shows this, just so you know. Mitt Romney has 23% of the vote. This is just a poll. Newt Gingrich is 21%. This is a people that they talk to. Rick Santorum, 14%. Ron Paul, 13%. John Huntsman, 7%. And Rick Perry, 5%. Rick Santorum was feeling pretty good after Iowa. Couldn't be feeling great after New Hampshire. Not sure where he stands in South Carolina, but heading to South Carolina, he was feeling pretty pumped up. And even the typical of Santorum, when I spoke with him the other day with a gaggle, and it was a gaggle of other reporters, he was feeling pretty confident about being able to wrangle a bigger percentage of the vote. He did come in third, if you want to, or he did come in, rather, in the top five, but how many candidates are there, you have to ask yourself. He was hoping that he, I think that what they were shooting for was really second, knowing that Romney was going to get first. Anyway, here's what that sounded like. It was kind of fun to hear the other people jumping in there, so I wanted you to just get a little slice of it.
Experience as a Senate that recommends you to the job of trying to get control over the federal government?
Well, if you look at my history of being a reformer, someone who's gone in there and, as many people called me when I came to the House and Senate, a bomb thrower, someone who's has been willing to shake things up and get things done, both from a procedural standpoint with term limits in the Senate, from scandals to uncovering the House bank and post office scandal and standing up to things. I think we've shown the courage to be able to go out there and lead on difficult things. I've led on entitlement reform. Very few folks go out and take on Social Security and Medicare, particularly if you come from a state that has the second highest per capita population of seniors. And I always say my seniors, the highest is Florida. We're second in Pennsylvania. And I always say that all of my rich seniors moved to Florida, so the folks who are left behind in Pennsylvania, the folks who really care about the issue, and here I am out there dealing with these issues. If you're looking for someone who has courage to go out and fight the tough fights and win, and move public opinion on everything from fiscal issues to moral cultural issues to national security issues, I think we've got the best record, I think, of anybody in the Senate for a long period of time in having done that, and across the board. You have a lot of senators or House members that take a little niche. Nobody's got the breadth of change and ability to stand up and fight and lead effectively if I have, and that's exactly what we need. And the idea that someone coming in with no knowledge of how to work Washington is simply, proven out to be really not that beneficial. Whether you liked him or not, probably the most efficient and effective guy getting things done in the last 50 years in Washington was Lyndon Johnson. Why? Because he understood the Senate. And you can't get anything done unless you get things through the Senate. I got things through the Senate, a lot of things. And I think we'll get a lot of things through the Senate, too. And that's how change really happens.
Larry O'Connor with Breitbart. Nice to see you again.
Hi, Larry.
Quickly, Mrs. Santorum, homeschooling dad, your book is great. It looks like South Carolina is going to be a bit of a bloodbath, and we're hearing that the super PAC that's backing Newt is going to spend $3 million on the anti-Bain Capital stuff. Governor Perry is drawing the line there. The Tea Party Express has said that they're going to endorse a candidate. What is it about you, considering you've just laid out how you are effective in the Senate and have a background as a Washington, part of the Washington establishment for the Republican Party, how are you going to appeal to the Tea Party vote, and do you think you can get their endorsement?
I've had one columnist write was a Tea Party guy before there was a Tea Party. My record of reform is better than anybody. I mean, who's ever successfully put term limits in the United States Senate? I did. On the Republican side, we put term limits on committee chairmen and leaders. The scandals that I've uncovered, the reform that I was able to move forward, the spending restraints that I was on, the big issues. I mean, this idea, and in all due respect to Senator McCain, this idea that you're a real spendthrift if you eliminate earmarks. Earmarks are, less than one half of 1% of all federal spending. And if you just even look at all of discretionary spending, for most of the years that we ran up deficits, it didn't go up particularly that high. What really is the problem is entitlements. And that's what every politician runs from, and that's what I run into. I'm the fireman that runs into the building on entitlements. And if you want someone who is a Tea Party guy, quit messing around at the edges of the debate and get into the center of the debate, which is how we're going to deal with these unfunded liabilities that we have in these entitlement programs. I've done numerous Tea Party calls over the past several months and will continue to do so. I'm a big fan of the Tea Party and credit them, as they should be, for the 2010 win. And I hope that not only that they stay involved in this election, but if I'm fortunate enough to be elected president, I need them, because one of the great things the Tea Party movement does is educate, is rally people and educate. And if you're going to be a successful president in this next 4 years, you're going to have to do a lot of work in bringing the American public up to speed about the choices we have to make and trusting them instead of going out and trying to bully them or scare them into doing things that you want them to do.
All right, so there's a little bit of Rick Santorum, as you can hear, see all the screaming and people trying to jump in. But good questions about the Tea Party and who they're endorsing, because they haven't really said that. It seems Newt Gingrich would be the likely guy. However, while Newt is taking the gloves off with the whole Mitt Romney thing and the Bain Capital deal, let's see what happens and how long he survives. Is he in it for the long haul? Does he stick in it and just stay there to try to flip things around? Or no, does that change? Does Mitt Romney clear the board, clear the decks in the next couple of primaries? I mean, those are some of your main, those are really the main threads coming out of now what's going to be next, South Carolina. All right, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh. Ah, thanks, Homer. Appreciate that. Let's see, this one comes to us from Carl, who says, Kate, did you read that story about Kim Jong-il and what they were doing with his body? I did read that story. I mean, it's not necessarily a surprise, because with a lot of leaders you do that, but he is lying in state, shall we say. But state seems like the wrong word to say for Kim Jong-il. But what's interesting is he's going to lie in state in forever in Pyongyang in the palace, and memorial towers are going to be built, they say, nationwide to honor him overall, but he will lay there forever. He died, as you remember, December 17th. He had a heart attack, and then his son ultimately got the reins of that government. But I think the question would be is, how many people would go and, you know, will it be open to the public as he's displayed at the palace? They, you know, he's embalmed, obviously. And it just seems so odd, I guess. And the Kims were a massive subject of almost like a cult or godlike status that has been bestowed on that family for a very long time. I was reading a little bit more about the dynasty that was, and now with the son taking over and whatnot. So they had that elaborate funeral, if you remember, in the crazy state-run news that towed a party line of he was working so hard that he fell over while he was, you know, on a train from exhaustion, but really it was a heart attack. See, this is why we fight for the freedom of the United States, because no matter what you think of the press or the media, various forms of media, at least you have a free press. At least we have a free press that we can embrace or hate or whatever. But in countries like Korea, you just get whatever they serve up to you. And that was a prime example of state-run bogusness, let's call it. Any thoughts on our offerings, please feel free to let us know what you think about the show at americatonight.net.